Wow. Can you believe it? We're nearing the end of another year. It's 2018, and there's only like a handful of days left. And naturally, we start to reflect on the year that's gone by. What kind of things did you do? Where did you go? Who did you meet? Did you check off anything on your bucket list? Did you add anything new? What were your setbacks? How did you move forward from them? Eventually, we start to think about all the things we've done in the past 365 days. And we start to think about what we want to do in the new year. Maybe you finally want to get to the gym and start using that membership on a regular basis. Health seems to be a goal most of us come back to at the end of the year, especially when our clothes don't fit the way that we hope them to. Maybe you'll start cooking more and eating out less. Maybe, just maybe, you'll finally start that passion project you keep talking about. After all, it's a new year. And it's like when a new year starts, we give ourselves the permission to be kinder to ourselves or do something that we really want to. And it becomes a topic of a lot of conversations. This is how we form our New Year's resolutions. It's great to have goals. Gives us something to aspire to. And it's good to use the new year as an opportunity to reflect. But sometimes, we just put way too much pressure on these resolutions. It's because we don't think about the long term. We just only think about tomorrow and the next month only. We become impatient and we just want that goal to be achieved now. I mean, rumor has it, most people give up or fail their New Year's resolutions or goals by February. I actually think it's more than a rumor now. I think it's a fact. 1 month, 30 days. That's a short amount of time. Goals, although they're fun to achieve, they're not tasks to check off a to-do list in life. They're a process. Achieving goals take time. And time, as wonderful a gift as it is, we need to have a bit of patience along with it as well. This time and process is different for everyone. When we forget this, we tend to put too much pressure on ourselves. We begin to tell ourselves things that discourage us rather than encourage us. Why haven't I started this yet? Why am I taking so long to do this thing? I'm just going to give up. Here's the thing. When a new year is around the corner, we give ourselves permission to put our happiness and our goals first. We really think about the things we want to do for ourselves and the things we want to achieve. Goals are a process because there's so many steps in between you making the goal and achieving it. You have highs and lows. Sometimes there are missteps. When you make a wrong move, you've got to go back and reevaluate. But my question to you, my friend, is why are you waiting until January 1st to do this? Why not start this now? Like, right now. The thing is, the pressure really comes from ourselves. We set these dates and deadlines and don't really think about the long term. We don't think about the behaviors, the habits, or the mindset we have to adopt to achieve these goals. It's always micro steps to a macro goal. And the beauty is, you can start today. You don't have to wait till January 1st. Yay! A brand new year is something to always celebrate. But don't put too much pressure on it, or yourself for that matter. It's an opportunity to move towards a better you. Kind of like a little nudge, an opportunity for a fresh start. Start it off in a way that works for you. Make a goal, make resolutions. Don't be too hard on yourself. Remember, what it comes down to is happiness. Happiness is the ROI of everything. Today, tomorrow, and January 1st. It's time to party.